The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the upper galleries and our members in the chamber please rise for a prayer offered by the senator from the fourth, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Lord, who enlightens, we ask for your supernatural wisdom as we make some tough decisions during this session. Help us to carefully consider the relevant information that has been gathered. May those sharing information give us pertinent points so we all clearly understand. Help us to be innovative as we brainstorm solutions. Help us to wisely evaluate our options, considering the pros and cons. Help us to be unified in making the best possible decisions and to effectively carry them out. Heavenly Father, in our hearts we plan our course, but we pray that you establish our steps. I pray that we seek your advice. Let us not make decisions based upon what we know, but let us act based upon your wisdom. Please guide us, Lord. We place this session in your hands. We place our hearts and our minds in your hands so you may direct us. God of peace, we invite you to preside over this meeting. Even if we have different opinions, give us unity of spirit. Help us to each listen politely as others share their points of view. Help us to work as a unified team in combining ideas for a great outcome. Help us to work as a whole rather than as individuals trying to promote their own agendas. May we have a spirit of camaraderie in this room and work together on our shared mission. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 7th. Thank you, Senator. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 13th day, Thursday, January 27th, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though I haven't been fully read.
The senator from Boone has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes have it. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bill, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a beautiful bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation necessary at this time, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the senator from Platt?
Senate Bill number 1109, introduced by Senator Lueckmeyer, an act relating to civil detention.
Senator from Shelby.
And I have six bills. No explanation is necessary.
Please send a dolly forward with your six bills, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Shelby County?
Senate Bill number 1110, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to proceedings of the Judicial Finance Commission.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Shelby?
Anytime you guys want me to gavel for the noise, I'll try to bring this down.
Senate Bill number 1111, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the third bill offered by the Senator from Shelby?
Senate Bill number 1112, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the state in Pike County to the State Highways and Transportation Commission.
Was that the second or third? Third?
Uh-huh.
Third.
Third. 11. This will be the third.
This is the third?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the third bill offered by the Senator from Shelby?
Senate Bill number 1113, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to mandatory driver's education and training.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the fourth bill offered by the Senator from Shelby?
Senate Bill number 1114, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to unemployment benefits.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the sixth bill offered by the Senator from Shelby?
Senate Bill number 1115, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to promoting advanced recycling.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from the 5th District.
I have
Senator,
a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 5th District?
Senate Bill number 1116, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to travel insurance.
Senator from Lawrence.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Lawrence? It's getting a little loud in the Senate chamber. The folks we have up front are having a little bit of a hard time hearing the business that is being conducted. If we could please take our conversations to either the side galleries or keep them to a whisper, the chair would appreciate it. Madam Secretary, please proceed.
Senate Bill number 1117, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to covenant marriages.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th District. Please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 4th District?
Senate Bill number 1118, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to period products in charter schools and public schools.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 9th.
I would like to introduce a bill, no explanation needed.
Senator, please give Marty your bill. And he'll bring it forward, and we will read it in. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 9th District?
Senate Bill number 1119, introduced by Senator Washington. An act relating to the collection of demographic data by certain entities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 3rd District.
I have two bills.
Senator, please send both of your bills forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from the 3rd District.
Senate Bill number 1120, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to air ambulance services.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from the 3rd District?
Senate Bill number 1121, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to special road districts.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire of you?
Please state your inquiry, Senator.
Mr. President, I know you park in front of me in the garage, and I was wondering how long you're going
to
be here
tonight. Senator, this evening I actually parked in front of you.
Yes.
So, strike one on your inquiry.
So, can you tell me what time you plan on leaving the building tonight?
Most likely after you, Senator. The keys are in the truck. Take it for a spin.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
You bet. Introduction of bills. Senator from a portion of Cooper County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Boone. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.